This is Jack Vaughn with the Talking Data Podcast for the week of April 21st. I'm really glad today because our colleague Nikki Laskowski is with us, also known as Nicole. And she had traveled to the recent Gartner event where BI was a major topic. And I'd like to, you know, kind of go over some of the things that she saw of interest out there. And I know there's some universal truths that we're always re-uncovering. And what I'm wondering about is the importance of people in analytics. I had seen some of your blogs and your Data Mill column. I know that was part of the discussion. One of your takeaways from the event.
Yeah, so I was at Gartner BI, which was in Las Vegas. It's split into the BI and the MDM show. And I think it's kind of interesting because I feel like there was a lot more data warehousing discussion when we were at that show than there has been in years past. I don't know if that's just, you know, kind of my personal takeaway or if that was really the case. But some of the interesting things, you know, we had a very lively opening keynote, where a couple of the analysts took on these personas. So one was sort of the tech evangelist, the other was another was a pragmatist, and then finally you had the skeptic. And I think their message was basically that, you know, this is a very kind of exciting time that we're in, and you know, we're really seeing technology advance very quickly, and it's entering all these different parts of our lives and lives of the business. But there's also this need to still walk a bit cautiously. That these things are very powerful, and that things like security and privacy can't be overlooked.
And I think once you get the data to look at it, to do the analyzing, it's still a question of if it's the province of the high priests, of the special few. I know you'd written about things along those lines, really relative to empowering the whole workforce with all the data that's just like a spigot opened recently.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what Gartner sees happening, that analytics is at this sort of tipping point, and that rather than stay within these silos within the organization, analytics is going to become so powerful that it's going to cut across organizations, and that you know, probably a majority of employees and businesses are going to be touched by analytics now. And so I think that they're sort of talking about preparing for that eventuality, which they see happening this year. They think that's going to happen, that analytics will take on this more central role within businesses and will become sort of the beating heart of the business, will become, you know, how businesses make decisions and guide all of those.
And
processes.
People, of course, one of the things Gartner is looking for is consistent results or reproducible events. And I know that they often talk about centers of excellence. And I saw that covered from two angles in your recent data mill, that on the one hand, it might be a good idea, or no, it might be just sending info to a cloud.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things we're starting to see now, too. So there was a Gartner analyst, and I think Gartner really believes in having a center of excellence or a BI competency center, something like that. So it's not, you know, it's not surprising to hear a Gartner analyst stand up and say that there should be a center of excellence. She, Carol Roswell, was referring specifically to growing these critical analytic skills in-house, or specifically growing them in-house. And how do you do that? How do you grow these data science skills in-house? You know, all of these businesses are talking about the need for these more advanced skills, and, you know, with big data, that you need people who can, you know, work with raw data, who can dig through it, and who actually know to look for bias and know how to work with it. And so she was saying that one of the ways to do that is to create a center of excellence where you would have like a place where there would be best practices on how to do that. And then you could filter that out to your employees and you could grow those skills in-house. Jill Deshaies from the SAS Institute, who she's the vice president of best practices there, she said, no more centers of excellence, that analytics have become so important to businesses that it deserves to have a seat at the table, and it deserves to be a place where, you know, that has a voice and, you know, a little bit more power and control, you know, at that level. And I think one of the things that, you know, I'm seeing, and I'm sure that you're seeing this too, there's a lot of discussion now around the chief data officer or the chief analytics officer or the chief digital officer, that the data is becoming so important that a C-level person might need to, like, intervene and actually take on that role.
Well, it is moving awful quickly. Enjoyed your coverage at Search Business Analytics, and we continue to follow you at Search CIO. And thanks for being a guest today on the Talking Data podcast.
Thank you. It's been enjoyable.